Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health. Brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko with you today, your host for another edition of HealthWise. You're experiencing chest pain. It's a dull ache, and then it sharpens. It begins in the center of your chest, under your breastbone, and then it radiates down the left side of your body to your leg. You feel unusually run down and unexpectedly very tired. You're nauseated, you're sweaty, and the pain is unusual. It's prolonged, and it's severe. Well, you may be among the 1 million people a year in the United States of America who suffer a heart attack, if those are your symptoms. And heart attacks are nothing to treat lightly. They're a leading cause of death for men and women in our nation. Blood vessels are God's transport system to carry oxygen throughout your body. Plaque can clog those vessels and create all kinds of problems. Plaque is a buildup of things like fatty matter, calcium, proteins, and inflamed cells. A heart attack comes when a blood vessel feeding part of your heart closes down, usually because of plaque buildup, clogged pipes, if you will, in your system. Your heart muscle struggles for oxygen, and the result may be more or less severe heart damage, or, if help doesn't come soon, death. Now, thankfully, most people survive their first heart attack and return to their normal lives to enjoy many more years of productive activity. But a heart attack is one of God's ways to wake us up and make us realize that we need to make some lifestyle changes. And so what changes do you need to make after you've had a heart attack? Well, exercise is a big one. See, your heart's a muscle, and muscles need exercise. Get your doctor's advice about an exercise regimen that's good for you, but here's the basics. Get up off the couch. Move around. We call that weight-bearing exercise. If you're going to jog, begin with brisk walking and work your way up. Join a fitness center, and if you do, you've got to make time to go and then get advice about the right equipment to use. That's one of the benefits of being part of a fitness center. Lift weights, swim, dance, do yard work, exercise, exercise, exercise. Lose weight, because the more you weigh, the harder it is for your fist-shaped heart to pump blood through your entire system. Pity your heart, folks. Walk around carrying a 10-pound or a 15-pound or a 20-pound weight in each hand, depending on how overweight you are. How do you feel after just a few minutes? Well, now imagine your poor heart working that hard 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 60 minutes every hour, and 60 seconds every minute just to bring oxygenated blood to every part of your very heavy body. Lose weight. Quit smoking. The chemicals in tobacco can harm your blood cells. Those chemicals can also damage the function of your heart and both the structure and the function of your blood vessels, and that increases your risk of atherosclerosis, a disease which will increase the levels of plaque in your blood vessels. With your doctor's okay, take a low-dose aspirin every day. Aspirin acts as a blood thinner, which is why you shouldn't take it for several days before surgery. And that does help to keep your blood vessels working as they should. A low-dose aspirin every day with your doctor's approval. And then do what you need to do to lessen stress in your life. I didn't say get rid of it. You can't. Now, we have stress in our lives. We live in a fallen world as fallen people, and there's lots of stress. But there are things like yoga or meditation and even exercise that can help you deal with stress. But there's nothing like beginning your day reading the Word of God, that's our ruler for life, and praying, that is, committing yourself to your God through the one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ. And remember, there's peace in Christ, and the solution to stress is peace that we get with Him. I'd urge you to talk to a faithful pastor about that aspect. But our health-wise nutritionists all agree that stress, especially here in the metropolitan New York area, is a major contributor to our health problems. Taking time to be still and know that God is God will make all the difference for you now and in Christ for eternity. But along with these lifestyle changes, there's important things that you've got to do with your diet and with nutritional supplements. And that's what we're going to explore on today's HealthWise, heart attack, what to do after you had one. And our program today will also help you avoid getting a heart attack, which is even better. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And there in their fascinating nutrition department, you will meet the equally fascinating Rachel. Rachel is 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant, and she's our guest again today on HealthWise. We invite you to call the one we call our Encyclopedia of Nutrition, Rachel, with your questions about what to do after a heart attack. Our live call-in number, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question, put the number under HealthWise. Here's that number for texting questions, 516-367-0391. But for now, Rachel, welcome once again.
Hi, Bill.
Rachel, as we were planning this program, I was fascinated with the quartet of things to do that you emailed me, things to do after God gives a person a wake-up call with a heart attack. Gratitude, diet, exercise, and supplements. As a preacher, I'd love to alliterate that in some way. G-D-E-S. Gratitude, diet, exercise, and supplements. So we talked about exercise, and we're going to be talking about diet and supplements. Talk to us about gratitude and why that's so important to our overall health.
I think the people that I've met who have survived a heart attack and are doing the right things are usually some of the most grateful people that I've met.
Wow.
And I think, for me, I know that gratitude stops me from forgetting how bad something might have been, or stops me from forgetting to stop and give love and pay attention to what's going on around me. That's about gratitude. I'm grateful for what I have in my life. And I try not to focus, and I think we all need to not focus on the things we've lost, you know. So, and I loved your list of things to do after a heart attack. You know, like, I know many people who still mourn the fact that they can't smoke cigarettes, or that they don't drink, or that they can't eat French fries or whatever. Gratitude after an event like that makes the French fries not taste so good and makes you realize that the cigarettes are really an enemy. You know what I'm saying? It almost puts you really everything in order for you.
Rachel, so. You're a wonderful model of that. After you had your rather serious eye surgery some time back, and my wife and I were with you, you were so grateful for the doctor and that you had your sight and all of those things. And then, of course, isn't it interesting? Even the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. When we start giving to others because we've received so much, to put it frankly, we feel a whole lot better, right?
100%.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, let's dive into diet after a person's had a heart attack. Nutritional consultant Rachel, talk to us about what's called a heart-healthy diet.
Well, I'm gonna say the easy. I could just do this and we wouldn't have to talk anymore, but we're going to talk about it a little bit. There's a lot of talk, if you walk into a bookstore or look online for information about health and diet, about the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
And for heart patients, and for everyone else really, but for heart patients especially, it's a fantastic diet. And what it really, I mean, there are certain foods that are key to it, and you can look up all that information. I know that raw virgin olive oil is a big part of it, and lots of lean protein, and lots of good complex carbohydrates. And healthy fats, like I just said, the virgin olive oil. You've got it all going on there. I said the three important things. And really, first, protein, because protein, it does many things. It helps us to lose weight. It gives us energy. It also builds muscle. You must have protein to have muscle. And as you said in your opening beautifully, the heart is a muscle.
Right.
So to keep it healthy as we mature, we need to maybe, we don't need to go crazy. We don't need to make ourselves ill, but we need to ingest a little bit more lean, easily digested protein.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, the Mediterranean diet, of course, I love that, Rachel, because we also are under the Mediterranean diet. I mean,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, sure, veggies, fruits, nuts, fantastic. Whole grains, and seeds.
No, and, yeah, lots of nuts and whole grains. Yeah, really important. And so good for you. And, you know, actually, I said lots of. A good amount of. We don't really want to overindulge in anything because then we ruin the whole idea.
Yeah, because like nuts, my problem isn't that I don't enjoy nuts. The problem is stopping the eating them once I've started. Tell us what they do,
you
though.
You could eat a lot of worse things.
Yeah, that's true. But tell us what these good things in a heart-healthy diet, what do they do to us, Rachel?
Well, the first thing we already talked about, so the lean proteins.
Yeah, okay.
Specifically fish, a number of times a week.
Right.
Builds your muscle. So... and from your fruits and vegetables, we're going to talk a little bit about some things you get from plants, from plant-based foods in general. But they give you so many nutrients that support the health of your cardiovascular system. And a healthy person who's watching their weight and getting enough exercise is also doing that. It's good to take the food in that helps us to do it. They say you are what you eat.
Yeah,
you know what
sure,
I'm saying?
Sure.
It's like that. So you're kind of doing it like that. You're feeding the engine correctly.
Yeah, it helps you do what you need to do.
So many important things. I mean, the healthy fats are so great for us, and nobody really thinks about that. We always think about no fat.
Yeah.
Something happens to your heart. We think about, oh, you mustn't have any more fat, but you really need it.
Well, I loved your comment on a previous program. I mean, our brain needs fat. And when you said in your own inimitable way, if somebody calls you fathead, that's really a compliment.
Just say thanks.
Okay. Rachel, I don't think you're a fish fan. What about our listeners who say they don't like fish? But we're supposed to eat.
You need the oily part of the fish, and we are going to get to supplements because, you know, that's that's my business. But I really do think it's important to try, and like if you're taking the supplement, it'll work much better if you eat some fish.
Yeah, sure.
So I do. I have found fish that I will eat. I'm just not a huge fan. It's a long story, childhood thing.
Yeah.
So I just never really got it. I don't really like it that much.
Yeah.
But I've pushed. I'm not going to be an idiot.
Sure.
I don't necessarily like running or walking very fast or whatever, but, you know, I do it because it's important. And in the end, you feel good.
Sure.
And if you make the fish well.
Do you? What about canned?
I think the important thing is to try.
Sure.
And then otherwise you could have some nice chicken and some nice turkey.
Well, for one thing.
Try to have organic in all things, and for the fish, deep sea.
One thing when it's fish, make sure it's fresh.
Yeah.
Non-fresh fish will make you not like fish very quickly.
Exactly. I think that might have been the problem.
Rachel, what about canned fish? Versus
fresh
we
don't
fish.
Love it. It is a sort of a processed food, but there are some very good quality ones, and that's a great way to get it, and it's a little bit more reasonable sometimes than going to, I don't want to say the name of the store where I buy organic food, but to going to one of those stores.
And people need to look for what's on the labels, right, for a heart-healthy diet. What should we look for on the labels of canned foods or any of those?
Well, first of all, make sure it's dolphin-free. You know, no dolphins were killed when they were making it. Please look for that.
Okay.
Because then you know that also it's a better quality product.
Okay.
It needs to be packed in water, not packed in oil.
Right.
Even if it says olive oil, get your olive oil from a different source.
Yeah.
And low sodium content.
But any kind of, not just fish, Rachel, any kind of foods that we have.
I think I said almost any kind of food, always low sodium content.
Right.
And in the case of, I mean, some people eat canned fruit still. I've heard that they sell very little of it. So, it's just no longer a popular thing, and that's good to hear. I guess not for Del Monte, but it's good to hear that not so many people are living on canned fruit or canned vegetables. Frozen is good.
Nice. Isn't that interesting? The shrinking canned fruit and vegetable department.
Not a lot of people.
Yeah,
and heaven knows if you're desperate for food and it's reasonable, go ahead.
How interesting is that produce departments have expanded? Wow, that's fascinating. Never thought of that. And then eggs, Rachel. Eggs used to be the bad guy. They're not anymore, right?
Well, you had mentioned to me about six a week, and I think you could have more.
Okay.
I mean, I've known people in training, for instance, for athletics and. I knew a boxer years ago who had up to 12 eggs a week.
Wow. Oh, he's a boxer.
And his heart was in great shape.
Yeah.
So, and everything else was in great shape. Like, he was in very good shape. And they're also very good for your brain. They have a lot of lecithin in them.
Okay.
And the lecithin is also good for your heart.
Yeah, whole eggs. You eat the eggs, the yolk.
Eat the yolk. And, you know, it's interesting. We're going to be talking in a couple of minutes about whether or not fish oil is good for you because there's new information. I'm so tired of new information sometimes. I want to know where it comes from.
Well, you're going to keep getting it every day, so don't get
better.
Tired.
Right. But okay. I'm putting quotes around that new information. Is it good information?
Okay.
Anyway, there was a whole thing where no one was eating egg yolks for a long, long time. And as it turns out, that's, they're not filled with bad cholesterol that's going to clog your blood vessels. In fact, they have things in them that will help your heart to be healthier. And they're loaded with omegas and, as I said, lecithin, other good things, the yolks. Eat your eggs. Eat your whole foods.
Oh, great. Okay. Now you know why we call Rachel, and she is an encyclopedia of nutritional information. We're going to get to supplements in just a moment, but here's time for a word from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you as your host with our nutritional consultant, Rachel of 110 Pharmacy. Our topic, heart attack, what to do after you've had one. Rachel, talk to us about fiber in a heart-healthy diet.
No ums involved. Psyllium is everyone's favorite, and you mentioned it to me. And it's very good. It works very well. It is a very effective fiber. It is not necessarily the only fiber that you should ingest. So let's start with a good psyllium, usually organic source. It's not hard to find. It's not expensive, psyllium fiber. It is in some popular things that are used for regularity, but you can also find it at the health food store.
Okay.
I sell it. And I also like flaxseed ground as a fiber. Fantastic, filled with vegetable omegas and other wonderful things. It's fantastic for your heart. It's fantastic as a fiber. And it is fantastic for your hair, skin, and nails. So why not? Love my flax. Little bit every day. I also take something that has psyllium in it. And there's another fiber that people might want to look at called acacia. It's very easy on the intestines. So, you know, while we're having our recuperation from heart attack, we may very well also have stomach issues, and you still need to have fiber. Acacia fiber, it's also called clear fiber. It's very easily found, is very easily used, and it's a very effective fiber, highly absorbent. Fiber absorbs. It's a sponge.
Yeah, and I'm right.
It's going to soak up your bad cholesterol, and right. Interestingly enough, leave the good cholesterol alone.
That's what I was going to say. It raises the LDL, the bad cholesterol, and raises the high.
There's a lot of good things that do that, but we need to get enough of it. You need to have enough fiber. Hard to get it, but you got to try.
Yeah, well, that's a question. Is at what point do we need fiber supplements of some sort?
Oh, I would say everyone needs them.
Really?
You and your nut snacking is very good. That's very good. You're getting lots of great fiber there and a little bit of beneficial oils, which help it to work. That's great. That's all good.
Right.
But I bet you still need an extra gram, which would be 1,000 milligrams.
Of one of the fibers.
Yes, you could throw in a little extra, maybe. And there's two kinds. There's soluble and insoluble, and you need both for it to be the right package.
Yeah, and I'm right, Rachel, we should
increase our fiber intake slowly. Otherwise, there's gas and digestive problems. And right, when you take the fiber, lots of fluids for that. I mean,
a lot of extra
sponge,
water.
A lot of extra water.
Glucomannan, also from konjac root. It's popular, had a big surge of popularity based on a television personality pushing it. It is very effective, and if you need extra fiber, it's very good. You don't need a lot, but you must drink tons of extra water. That goes for any fiber.
Yeah, which we
should
do.
And it makes you feel better.
Right. And so there, and just to mention them again, psyllium and flaxseed that's ground. And
ground flaxseed, yes.
And acacia, you said.
Acacia is very good.
Acacia,
whatever, however you want to say it. We always do that. Yeah. You love to talk.
Oh, a man of words.
Yeah, I do.
Rachel, tell us about sterols and stanols. Give us the basics of what those things are.
They're actually fantastic things. Sterols and stanols are a part of green plant leaves, actually probably other colored plant leaves, but they're part of plant leaves. And they lower LDL, help to keep HDL at a good, healthy level. They don't raise it because they're just not going to do that.
Okay.
But they don't, just like the fibers, they don't disturb that balance because we do need some cholesterol to be healthy. People think it's like just the completely evil thing in the world, like the worst thing in the world. You need some cholesterol for your brain and in order to heal from trauma, including making scabs and things like that when you cut yourself. So we need a little, and we need the HDL, not the LDL.
Okay.
And they also actually increase immunity, help the arteries to be stronger, and resist heart disease, not just blockages, but actual disease because they raise immunity, and they work very nicely in the cardiovascular system.
So how do you get sterols and stanols, and what's the difference, if there is a difference?
I looked it up for you, Bill. I was curious.
Well, you are an encyclopedia, of course.
And I found something very interesting, which is that one of my favorite vegetables, a very misunderstood vegetable. So we're always talking about dark green vegetables and vegetables in general. Brussels sprouts are very high. It's like the top of the list from five different sources on plant sterols and stanols. Very, very high.
Excellent.
And they're very delicious. Don't overcook them, but make sure they're soft, otherwise they don't taste as good. And you could add some garlic. That would be a great addition because it's very good for your heart when you cook them. And enjoy. Fantastically loaded with sterols and stanols. And there was one other thing that I thought you would like.
And get your Brussels sprouts after.
Oh, and your legumes, too. Have some.
Well, that's another thing, the legumes. I've wondered in the one of the very popular diets today, no legumes, and the beans are good for you, right, especially for heart health.
Yes, yeah. You just have to look at which beans you're eating, how they're prepared,
yeah.
And remember that, and as soon as you say modern diet that's available, I got to worry, but I'm certainly not the Mediterranean. So.
Okay. Rachel, talk to us about CoQ10 or ubiquinol.
A big favorite of mine. Ubiquinol CoQ10, it is a form of CoQ10, the original kind that was available on the market was called ubiquinone, and this is called ubiquinol, and it was a big breakthrough so that it is fat and water soluble. We've talked about this before.
Right.
And for your heart, it is your greatest friend in your vitamin cabinet. It is fantastic for the heart muscle and heart antioxidant, and also fantastic for your brain. And I like it for other things. They say it's, you know, I like my vanity vitamins. It's supposed to keep you young, but and you can't go wrong with it. You really can't.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, am I right? You're supposed to, if you have a statin medication for cholesterol.
It protects you from the damage of the statins due to your heart.
But you don't take them at the same time. If you take your statin at night, you take your CoQ10 in the morning, right?
Same as your probiotics and your antibiotics.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, good point.
Take those things apart. Let each one do its job.
Yeah, very, very good point. Be careful, folks, on your timing of your medicines that you take. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know you want to get to fish oil.
I feel bad about the whole fish oil thing. It's like this, and you mentioned that cholesterol blockages, are combined with calcium, so everyone stopped taking calcium. This is a big to-do, a big controversy. Calcium that's easily absorbed will not contribute to heart blockages. Take a high-quality calcium, and you will not be getting blockages from it. You will get stronger bones and teeth.
Okay.
But the same goes for fish oil. There was an article saying that it was not helpful, it could be damaging to men's prostates. It's because they were talking about people who were taking very low-grade fish oil supplements that was not purified, I don't even want to say it, but there's a very large retailer that sells vitamins in gigantic bottles. I urge people, especially that fish oil, do not buy from those. Buy them at a quality retailer that knows what they're selling to you, that you can look on the back and see that it was molecularly distilled, that all the toxins were taken out of it. There's a lot of toxins in our water. We don't even want to get into how sad that is.
Right.
But we want a fish oil that comes from a decent, clean environment, is further purified.
You'd recommend 110 Pharmacy, I would think.
I think it's the best place to
have. So do I. Well, we haven't even had time, Rachel, to get to garlic and green tea and other things.
Garlic. Don't forget garlic. Hawthorn berry and hawthorn whole plant supplements. Fantastic for your heart. Gentle and wonderful. Almost great for almost everyone.
And green,
highly recommend it. Glad I got it in.
And a good cup of green tea.
Yes, always.
And go for the matcha as well. Rachel, thank you. Thank you so much once again. And thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. They've brought you today's edition of HealthWise. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical really is just a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540 AM, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also, of course, in the nutrition department. And look for Bolster Nutrients while you're in the nutrition department. Ask Rachel all about them. They have a toll-free number that you can use to order from any place, 1-800-599-9963. Again, if you'd like to call from wherever you are in the listening audience, 1-800-599-9963, and tell them that you heard this on WLIE 540 AM, the program's HealthWise, and you'll get the 20% discount there, too. Just mention WLIE 540 AM. Hey, many thanks to you for listening to HealthWise. Check out our full archives of past programs. They are at www.sermonaudio.com. Look for A Visit to the Pastor's Study, and there you'll have the full archives of HealthWise. You'll find them all there, and they will help you to keep on being HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 1-